This story's about a boy.
And a girl. And they lived in London in the year 1900.
When the houses were so crammed together they had to show walls.
And Sherlock Holmes still lived in Baker Street.
Foster and her co-actor, local teacher Matt Freeman, read a few lines from The Magician's Nephew. It was published after The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but Freeman says it's a prequel.
This one's not as well known for some reason because probably that prequel nature that it has, but it's really the origin story of Narnia. There's a creation scene, and how these kids from London stumble into it is fascinating.
And when we do that scene, our show is very interactive. There are lots of places where the kids have to scream or do various things. And when we do that scene, they all have to sing. It can be very touching or very silly based on the environment.
Foster and Freeman met at Hollins University, where they were enrolled in the children's literature program, and it wasn't until later that they paired up on the Narnia novels. They are performing the play themselves in what's called a two-hander, a two-man play. They say it's all in the voices and their physicality. Freeman provides one of the main characters as an example.
Diggory, I figure, is about 10, 11, a young boy, and so you're a little more loose-limbed, a little more energy of youth, I would say. Later on, I'm Aslan, and we have him walk very stately. He's not going to be anxious or jittery. It's very smooth,
very regal,
and stately.
Foster says they also distinguish between characters' class using accents.
So Polly seems to be more upper class. She spends a lot of her time alone at home reading, and she keeps things nice and tidy and clean. So we play her a bit posh, and she knows the right way to do things, and she's very specific in the way she pronounces things.
Foster says she chose to adapt The Magician's Nephew because she has a love for the series, and Freeman helped her work out some of the challenges she faced along the way.
The material is both precious and in some ways dated. So there are some things taken for granted. For example, Polly, as the girl character, isn't in school, and there's no explanation given for that. And Polly, as the female in the play, doesn't know how to swim, and there's no explanation given for that. So we tried to just be a little bit sensitive to that by adding really tiny, unobtrusive explanations into the text. When he says, "Can you swim?" instead of saying, "No," Polly says, "We weren't allowed."
She says she tried to empower the female character without changing Lewis's vision. While Kodiak is the opening tour for the adaptation, Foster says the next step is to submit the script for publication. I'm Kayla DeRoche.